This morning, shall we turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 19. This morning, we will consider the subject, the seeking Zacchaeus. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And as I said, we'll be looking at the subject, the seeking Zacchaeus. But if we go back a little before this chapter, we find that Jesus, before he entered into Jericho, he healed a poor blind man sitting by the wayside begging for alms. But in this chapter, we see Jesus Christ coming to enter, and when he entered, Zacchaeus, the rich man, came seeking for Jesus, and he was found of Jesus. And you know, these are two contrasts of person: a poor man, a poor blind man sitting by the wayside begging, and a rich man also coming to seek Jesus. You know that the Savior is the Savior of all. Two different persons, but one great Savior of all. And Christ is the Savior of all sorts of persons, all people of different statuses, people of different tribes, races, and wherever we are, Christ's salvation is for everyone. And he seeks that we shall all seek after him, and that we shall find him. You know that as salvation of Christ is not far from any one of us, but the problem with us is the sin in heart and life of men. And that has deprived many of the gracious visitation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Christ is always visiting people. But through the gospel, he comes at the door of many. But many have closed their hearts because of their own sins, and that they have shut Christ out, and that Christ cannot visit them and be gracious unto them. And of the can say, you better share yes, someone I say, Zacchaeus are official. Zacchaeus are official. And I'm so, you call it a cra and say, Basa chapter we are. Who said, yes, Christian, bro, I'll be called Jericho, I'll be right Jericho. No, now, oh, here, Nibia, and Nifra, at the Pine Tire, or Sessica. Ah, yes, Christo, a sunny area, Unyan. Now, oh, right Jericho, so no. Ah, your chapter, yes, you may say, Zacchaeus, if you share so, who is Christo. Now, because the Nipa, you know, I'm going to be a. So as I said, it is sin, the love of sin in the heart and the life of men, that have barred Christ from visiting them, and that gracious visitation of Christ is deprived for many. But we advise in Deuteronomy 4:29, I said, but if thou then shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Now Deuteronomy, as same word, catch it, said, Info, am right, you're born a donny, and they act, am I into me who Christ, no? Say, in Premwarano, say, who should share a radin and cupola, Ubuno? Say, who should share noa? The Wakuma and no cry in the Abu. You see, the Bible tells us our heart and our soul. We see Christ with our heart and our soul. Our desires, our passions, our affections must go to Christ. Your dog, your pet, And then, until you have done that, you will never see the gracious dispensation of Christ. You see, so, you know, the sunflower, so they said that when it is tender, anytime the sun shines from the west, it turns to the west. In the evening, it turns to the east, but the sun is shining from the east. The end said, if you have a sunflower, if you have a sunflower, if you have a west nearby, what's the name? I don't know the name. Actually, the baby appeared by me. The dream you mentioned, I said, we are for that. Now, and one of the stuff I saw done, actually, the baby for that. We, I am so the train. So, I saw the train, I said, OBP, I have a person who Christ was. I said, now, come on, didn't it? Sunflower, no, or she, we are. Christ was here, we are training. So that everybody who wants to see Christ must turn to him with his own heart. Christ is the Son of Righteousness. He is the Son of Righteousness. As the sunflower seeks the sunlight so that it will have bees and other insects to come and help the photosynthesis process, so must we, if we should want to have that spiritual work done in our heart, your heart must be turned to Christ. How Christ hangs on the cross of Calvary, where he shed his blood for sinners, where that is where sinners must first go before Christ can come to them. He hung there to shed his blood, his righteous blood, for all who come to him. So the deep desire of any person after Christ has always been answered by the greatness of God's mercy. Obiani pe a mu ebru a ode ma Kristo no. Yakopon eya no e won ne mu bro ho e kese. Yakopon mu bro ho e so pa e so si wiase nya. Na mu nipa ebre hu enya sa mu bro ho fi se. If I bring for my dream, or my kuma, and you are more Kenya and to Christo. Man, many don't give themselves, their heart, their life, their soul, everything to Christ. So they cannot see this gracious visitation. So now let us reflect on Zacchaeus and how he saw Jesus and was found of him. You know that he went to seek Jesus, but Jesus found him. You see, that is how it is. Whoever comes to Christ, initially, I think, I'm going to listen to the gospel. I'm going to Christ. But no, Christ finds us. He is always looking out to save us. So verse 1 to 2. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. So my first thought is that the man and his city. Let's look at the background of Zacchaeus, who he was, and his city. What we know, we are told that Jericho was a city about 6 miles from Jordan. Because Jericho stands between Jordan and Jerusalem. Remember when the Israelites were going to the Promised Land, after they crossed Jordan, they faced Jericho, and Jericho had a thick wall, and they have to move around. God told them to move around before the trumpet was blown, and then the walls were broken down, and they entered. From there, they moved on. So Jericho stands in between Jerusalem and Jordan, and they said about 6 miles from Jordan, 15 miles from Jerusalem. And when Joshua destroyed Jericho, he cursed anyone who rebuilt Jericho in Joshua 6:26. But in the reign of King Ahab, he of Bethel rebuilt it in 2 Kings 16:34. So he took the curse to himself. The Bible said that he built it on his two sons, on the firstborn and the lastborn. It was a curse. Joshua said that whoever will rebuild this city, let him be accursed. And also, it is said that in later times, it became a commercial center for trade in Balsam. So later, people came to live there, though it was cursed, and that this man took the curse and rebuilt the city. And then later, it became a prosperous commercial city. So in this city lived a man named Zacchaeus. This commercial city, very prosperous city. Remember the parable of the Good Samaritan. Remember the priest and the Levite were moved from Jerusalem to Jericho. So that route from Jerusalem to Jericho was a very known route to those who were living at that time. And I'm sure a lot of Jews, the priests and Levites, were also living in Jericho at that time. So in this city lived a man named Zacchaeus. The Ekanis says Zacchaeus, now unto Jericho. Now Jericho, Jordan for 6 miles. Now, if Jerusalem also back, 15 miles. Now, you cry,
Jordan ne Jerusalem ntem na meka se meka bibia mra Israel fo fi Egypt omo ko bosha asase no so omo fa Jordan mu wie ye pe na omo pim omo ko to Jericho so na Jericho omo afesi e omo aye no e mu adupa nti na omo tumi mbu no yakọ mo omo twa ho omo bo Tobento na afesi ni bubu ye na omo nya kwa e fa omo ko ye nti Jericho any Jerusalem, a cry, and mu and what cry. It is in a South Korean, so Joshua, a son, or catch was a view of a visit South Korean, you know, no main canoe. Now, I have Nabra Suna, remember, if any hill, no Babby Sea, and a Babu said, or by dear no man, no see down on in Bamunus, a penny naked to us. Now, and the Babu says, Emra, a crack, a course, and confirm back now my Jericho Bayako Cassie. Na it's also a good set. A bedroom may be not a bay, maybe I would be down for a young friend. I said, I just transfer. I don't know. It is our criminal, Nipper friend is a curse or tear. So he was the head of the tax collectors in this area, and he has enriched himself from his work as a tax collector. So he has become rich. I mean, he became rich, and as I said, there was a trade, this Basan trade going on there. So I'm sure there were a lot of people who have to pay taxes to the Roman government. Zacchaeus was the head of these tax collectors, but we are told that he was the chief. But you know, the tax collectors at that time had bad reputation among the Jews. One, maybe, I mean, because of their insincerity, yeah, I mean, some of them may be cheating before all that, and also because they were working for the Romans who were their masters. So they hated them also for that, and they see it as a sign of betrayal. So whoever will work for the Romans, like you have betrayed the Jewish nation. They can also say, now as Zacchaeus, now Omo Jie Chua Wo, Jericho, no, 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 no. Now, it's also who say, why is Kenny, 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 now Omo Jie Chua Wo, Israel, Samuel, now Israel for, who's Omo Jie Chua Wo, if you say, Omo Jie Chua Wo, Roman for, now Jie Chua Wo, no, but I'm so. I'm sure that almost the Christians who encounter with Juma no. Inte as a we Juma ma we obi a just twice. We obi a we Jew for true no. Ama. Okay. So I'll move on. We have seen who Zacchaeus was and where he lived and the city, the commercial city he lived in. Verse 34. And he sought to see Jesus who he was and could not for the press because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. So my second thought is that the desire to see Jesus. So we have seen the man and his city, the desire to see Jesus. We are told that, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was. The curiosity for Jesus probably was out of curiosity. Maybe, I'm sure, before Christ entered Jericho, he healed this blind man. The fame has gone to the city. Or he might, well, as I said, Jerusalem and Jericho are not, I mean, too far a distance. They might have heard many things Christ have done. And that probably, I mean, he said, he will be thinking, who is Jesus? What kind of man might he be? Maybe he has even heard that he says that he is the Son of God. And that he is the one who is coming, who has come as the Messiah. And he being a Jew, he has such interest to go and see who Jesus was. And you know that despite his busy work as a tax collector and his riches, he has time to reflect on the Lord Jesus. Zacchaeus was, I mean, the man in charge of this tax collector. You know, everybody was reporting to him. And I'm sure, I mean, these Romans don't care about Sabbath or whatever. He's also reporting back and all that. But he can wait a minute and think about Jesus. And think about, this man Jesus. They can say, Zacchaeus, not that to do for you. Now, if you have this man, or if you have this man, I say, be a what see, yes, you must be. But if you are young, my dear, it be important, my yes, will be ra Jericho, no, or son, will be a rare, or be an enemy. And my sure said, a ra, a quonim, or what see. And Zacchaeus, what can I say? You papa, and because what is I can't say, oh no, I don't go on, and go on about baby, I say. Zacchaeus, what do you mean? I'm Then you're not going to be able to do it. baby abasa only Jesus Christ wa. Or didn't perfect born him the enemy could him. So he made time to reflect on Jesus. Or Pemra again green Jesus Christ. Basima or Tiam Nippa Su any Juma or Yam. So he was curious about Jesus and wanted to see him. Is it some people are curious about Jesus? Oh, they are okay, they hear the message of Christ that he came to die for sin on the cross, but that is all. It's like Kukwana's story in their ears. But see, Father Bray, and so, a big way is home. Then, when one on them, almost just will be one of money, but the warmer, and say, no one on them, life must go. A bravo, a first one, and not a TV. You know that Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus wasn't easy for him. He also read that of some obstacle he had, but he desired to see Jesus. We first read that and could not for the press because he was little of stature. One for the press, the crowd. He couldn't get through the crowd. You know, at that time, Jesus Christ from that movement was moving to Jerusalem for the Passover, which will lead to his crucifixion. So I'm sure many Jews were also traveling to Jerusalem at that time. So I'm sure many people and what Christ did will also draw a lot of crowd around him. So this didn't bar Zacchaeus from getting to see who Jesus was. So the crowd and his bodily impediment were his obstacle because he was also of little stature. Oh, probably if he was tall, he would have stood back and looked and see, oh, that was a man. But the crowd and his body stature were an obstacle for him. But he was not deterred. Since Jesus is passing, he must see who Jesus is. Who Jesus was. Since Jesus is passing, he must see who he was. Zacchaeus, more of a person who used to know, Onya Akunisidia. The Bible says, not the family plus who used to know, and to intimum room. And the Bible says, or you'll be an unway TIA, and to intimum, and the nature of who used to. Near Castle, tell your mother, though, I've seen that quite yet. But I'm going to be himself over who Jesus used to. So what did he do? And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. So Zacchaeus could just sit back. Okay, then let me go ahead of them and do something. Then and he ran to climb a sycamore tree so that when he's coming, well, nobody is taller than a sycamore tree, he could see Jesus Christ. So Zacchaeus' strong desire to see Jesus made him forget his status as the boss of the tax collectors and also as a rich person. And ran before like a boy and climbed up the tree. Is it not interesting? This man was a rich man and he was also a man of status because he was the head of the tax collectors. And running like a little boy to climb a tree. It's not boys and girls that climb trees. He did this because he wanted to see Jesus. You see, if anybody have a sincere desire to see Christ and his saving grace, whatever will come on his way, he'll put it aside. The pains he will despise, the troubles he will despise, every opposition he will put aside. He will let nothing hinder him if only that person is really desirous. Look at Zacchaeus and his circumstance. A short man and a crowd. But he could go over, run ahead of them and to hang on a tree so that when Jesus passes, he can also have a sight of him. Okay, that was Zacchaeus. But what about us? Let us also consider some of the obstacles that hinder people from coming to Christ. We also have our rare obstacles in life. The first thought is the hustle of the day. Abrabomu Kushias here. Sir Zacchaeus, a person who used to know, no, yet, yeah. Now, or sounds to the Pican who is she an intimum. Well, now, I see you find our father and also a couple who used to know. Nancy Yelsoe, then a memory, a simple break point. Yes, Abrabom Gugias, the hustle of the day. And could not, for the press, that Zacchaeus found himself defeated by the crowd, he could not. So the burdens of this life is quite enough to deprive many of a saving sight of Christ. Abrabom Gugias, yes, very fast away, yes. I would almost just to Arma, I want to be who Christo, I want to be young bread, a cramp who angry Christo, who Christo, best my way, I jump on. Though Zacchaeus was rich, he was chief among the tax collectors, yet he could not. The struggles of the day, the hassles of life, the struggle to make ends meet, that is the matters people take so much about in this life. And that is enough to deter them from their
seeking of Christ. Abraham who has enemies might be out. Or say sorry, you money which mean you and Tadiasha, and you any baby near Deno, and one and five bragging was with Christo dear, more than nothing in for. So these are the downfall of many. These have deprived many to see the life that is in Christ. They cannot taste of the saving grace of Christ. The hustles of the day, going to work, family, and everything, has shut many people up. Education, like a student begins, I mean, to pursue education, and that is it. Pride, I mean, religion is off. Let me pursue, my career. When I finish, I'll come to Christ. That is the order of the day. People will even advise you, oh, why trouble yourself too much about religion? When you are okay, you are working, you can now serve God. It's not deception. Who told you life could go on to that time? And who told you that the mercy of God will be waiting for you to that time? No. Zacchaeus has to run and climb a sycamore tree. But Jesus is passing by, he might not come back to Jericho again. So to you, Jesus, the gospel you heard every other time. You don't know when life will end. You don't know when mercy of God will be taken off. So it might be now. It might be now that life hustles. Yes, they are opposing. It might be put off. And I make an answer. Zacchaeus, in your mind, now fine. Now because the young swear, Bushian Nyoma, Efien Nyoma, Juma, I should be very brave. So, everyone who are opposed to an answer or the needs to be so. You probably too for say, oh, because when I had your baby, we are not going to share Christo. And that's what we share. And so, that'll be. Now, when I got you, I said, but I'm not going to be not. Christo ni mo go hwa da ho twen ana ze emra ho ka ze obotumi awie sa ni o manyi a na watena brabo mu ya brabo sa nti ya ntwen ho brabo mu akugusa ni ya brabo mu enyoma ye koso brabo me ma ensi ya kwan kura. Do you remember Martha and Mary? Remember when Jesus visited their house? Martha was so busy trying to fix things around, but you see Mary was sitting to listen. And then she was even complaining about her sister not helping her. And Christ said that she has chosen the right thing. The life, the words of life from Christ is the right thing. But yes, Christ needed to eat, the food was being prepared for Christ. But he said that the right thing is the spiritual life, is the word of life. It's the life that one has with Christ. Mary, almost someone there can say, Yesu kɔ sra mu no na Martha ni abre so siesie oyɛ dwan ma Yesu odi na Mary dia not Yesu na asie Yesu sɛ na Martha ko aba be complain ya che Yesu sɛ ah ɔma Mary mabua no Yesu sɛ hwɛ Mary wa 5 years ehia na me ka sɛ wa fa nkwa ense afa Yesu Kristo ni hia aba bɔ mu nyɔ ma nyaa de ye nyɛ o ye nyɛ be gya ko sɛ Yesu ko Yesu ye be ye de yẹn ni ẹbẹ obi a ewi ase ni ase ebeja fako pa kristo ẹni nkwa ẹwọ ni mu diẹ yẹ fa ni yẹ diẹ ho ma no yẹ gya bọ ni yẹ na sẹ yẹ diẹ ho tún ni wu ni obe wu yi ni sẹ ẹnu na ẹbẹ yẹ ẹyagye nkwa a yẹ ngya hɔ ẹnkɔ nti yẹ mẹ yẹ mma abrabɔ mu ɛhaw ɛnsi ɛkwan yẹ nhwɛ yesu kristo. The second thought also that the second obstacle is our nature. This is general to all because he was of a little stature. We are told that Zacchaeus has an impediment in his, he was short. So Zacchaeus failed to catch a glimpse of Christ. His shortness deprived, but if he were a bit taller, he could have seen him from, the top of the clouds. So as humans, our sinful natures have dwarfed our spiritual natures. Ye say any pay, obia or boning wound, one no amay, soon summa brabana, makes me whom or saka, you to me, any more Christo. Apart from, it's the end to me whom Christo cry. In Romans 6:23, we are told that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The very glory that we should have seen in Christ, we can see. When sin is in our heart, when sin is not forgiven, when we are not in union with Christ, when we are not a people of God, that God has sent His Spirit to our heart, we cannot see. We cannot, no matter how we do, we can't. Our spiritual natures are short of what God requires. So sin has made us deficient in spiritual matters. We can decide to pray, but our prayers are false. We can decide to do something, but our work is filthy rags. We can decide to do anything religious, but it's all short of all God requires. The people say, "Baby, be a, that's why I'm on fire." The people are sorry, "Baby, be a, you need a, the people say, 'Bonity, you're moving, you know.'"
and Yaminimu and Sophie, Bonnie, Akatelin Yasu, Vinya, and Sophie, Yamini.
But you know that the Bible has said in 1 John 1:17 that the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. Despite our spiritual, deformity, that we cannot be see who God is, who Christ is, and his salvation. His blood is the one who will cleanse this sin away. It's only the blood of Christ who can take this impediment away from us. And if we desire to see Christ, why don't you go to him? This is my sin. Then bring it to Christ. He will clear it from you. And then you'll be able to see him. Yet some think that their sins are so great that they can't come to Christ. This is one of the deceptions of many. Oh no, I've done so many bad things and I can't come to Christ. That is the only reason you should come. If your sins are so many. Because Christ died for sinners. As he said in the verse 10 that what? In verse 10 he said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Those who are lost in their own sin. The air can say, you're born in the new Christ. In America, said, but though you're born in this, you're crying, but Christ will move your in a tear if you're born in here. And she said, no one has said, you're born in here, or something born in here, but now, what say, you're born in here. I'm how no I'm born here. I am a mommy, I mean to me, family, in Jesus Christ, you know, I'm not going to be a year few. Because the cross did not wait and stood and say, oh, I'm short. The crowd is there. It's okay. No. He went on so that Christ will have a sight of him. The third thing is that Satan himself, people often forget this opposition. And so you know that this is due to false teachings of our day. People think that Satan is only there to hamper people's worldly progress. Oh, he doesn't. Satan wants you to be rich, don't want you to be rich. The demons is in your home, or in your hometown, they are working against you, your business cannot go. That is all that people think about. No! His greater work is to hamper people's progress in spiritual life. That is what he cares about. He doesn't care whether you are rich or poor. People who are not Christians are rich. Go to the Arab nations. Go to many people who are atheists. Go to this Russian, this oligarchs. They are not Christians, but they have the richest money in the world. But you and many people think that Satan is there to hinder their progress or their health or whatever. No, it's a deception. Satan is hindering people's sight of Christ. And how? In 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4, the Bible tells us that. But if our gospel be hid, the very gospel that can send people to Christ is hid. It is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded their minds, the minds of them, which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. The Ekabion is said, I'm going to say, and then of some enquatagium. How many Christopher? Name Mumuno. You can't be beefy a friend saying, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3 and 4. Say, Yensen Payano, Ira, I'm Homo, my ya. If we say, we are seeing a me, I open some, it's Akata or my genso. Salomon Jimmy Jindy. If you saw Mutitia, Sa, and Sam Payano, Haya, a year, and Union Pine, if you choose to honor. So many people cannot believe. Yes, the sin is there. Yes, the obstacle. But Satan himself is the chief commander of many who will not come to Christ. Christ, when he was on earth, Satan worked against him. He tempted him. He frustrated his work. And his disciples, he did. All the persecution that came up, he influenced people to chase after his people. And we also, if you are a child of God, the troubles of life. Satan is happy about it. He wants you to feel that, oh, the promise of God are not true. And to doubt God. That is all that he does. People don't see this. And people think that he is there to hamper their worldly progress. It's a deception. And that is what the devil has put in the minds of this false prophet to make people think that is what he's doing. No, it's like you see, you are fighting with somebody. And you are using what? Deceptive tactics. So the person will say, oh, you are already gone. But then you are still penetrating again. That's what Satan is doing. So Satan is the God of this world, and he consistently opposed to all who seek for Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. He is the God of this world, the worldly system and its powers are in his hand. Yes, God is the God of all creation, but that world, because of sin, he's controlling a portion, a delegated portion, where disobedience against God rules, where the word of God is despised, where the cultures work against Christ and God and his holiness. Satan is controlling that portion. And that is what he does. And he works in Ephesians 2 verse 2, we read that the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. A tumura, and a real humura, to despise Christ and his salvation is disobedience. God has created man, and he knows our room. He knows how sinners messed up us. And he has given a way of mercy. But oh no, let me snub it. Let me live my life. I don't want to think about God. It's a disobedience. So you see that he opposes everyone who seek after God through Jesus Christ to know that God is God of heaven and earth, and to know that this is my God, this is God that I am responsible to know. He's taking that and he's depriving many of that. Jobonsam eye juma debia so be man nipa bebre hu Christo ne ni onyam nipa bebre enhu bezima yakopon tie bezima yakopon ne konkon tie no mosuro no no mdo ho ahye ne sadabe ko fisa omo enhu sa nyoma no a ono ne nyoma de to madwim na no bedisu na so omo di nechi. He's controlling them, they are his servants. You know, Christ told the Israelites that they are the children of the devil because they don't believe in him. And that is it. In John chapter 8, say, you are your father the devil. And because they said, God, they were saying that they were the children of Abraham. He said, oh no, your father Abraham did not do this because he had faith in God. But you say you are the children of Abraham, but you hate the God of, you hate the God of life, Christ himself, the Savior of the world. So then you are the devil. The devil hates, Christ and whatever he does. Let someone start out to learn about any great philosopher of the world or pursue any other religion, Satan will pay no attention. But if you start to seek to see Jesus, he immediately summons all his powers in tricky ways to chase after you. That's what he does. Remember, in Pilgrim Progress, you know how John Bunyan pictured Satan pursuing after Christians in several ways. Either you bring a hard way, or either you bring the good things of the world. So Satan always pursues seekers with the pleasures of this life on one hand, and also a bunch of discouragement on the other. If this will not go, then this will go. Change the world, its fashion, the pleasures, the riches and honors. If you want to turn from that discouragement, troubles of life, he'll chase you with. And until you look up to Christ, you can never be out of this temptation. Christ is the only one who can help people out of this distress, out of this position where Satan seeks always to put people in. But you know that Satan is already a defeated enemy. He's a defeated foe. In Colossians 2:15, Christ has conquered him and said that Christ, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. When Christ died and he rose again, he has destroyed all his powers. But it's a deception that he put in people's mind. People think that Satan has power. He doesn't have any power. If only you come to Christ. If only you give yourself to him. You know, Christ's redemption takes us away from the power of darkness, demon possessions, witches, whatever, and sin. Everything that works against the spiritual life, salvation in Christ, delivers us from. And so you see, these pastors nowadays, they are doing deliverance in their churches. To whom? Deliverance in the hand of God alone. It's in Christ. But these pastors will stand in the seat of Christ. They are antichrist. And so they are going to deliver people by their magical power, whatever. No, but their deliverance is to be delivered from sin. When you are delivered from sin, no power of darkness can control you again, because you are in the hand of God. Who can take you from the hand of God? So that's the salvation. So that Christ has conquered him. And this is the Christ you have to go to. So, let none be discouraged. If you have not gone to Christ, come to him. For he only can help you, can deliver you from all the obstacles, the enemy that works against you coming to him. And he can let his face shine upon you. The third thing I want to think about is from verse 5 to 6. And it says that, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Christ's invitation to Zacchaeus. That's my third point. Christ's invitation to Zacchaeus. You think, look at Zacchaeus, how surprised he might have been. Oh, I'm just going to hang there, I'll just peep at him and I'll be gone. Then he heard, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. Oh, Christ has seen me. I was looking out for him. Christ came to him in fullness. Zacchaeus, make haste, come down. He knew him. He knew Zacchaeus was looking after him. He knew Zacchaeus had heard of him and desired to know, to feel his presence in his life, so that you can know the forgiveness that is in Christ Jesus. So Christ knows all who are inquiring to know more of him after they've heard his gospel that he's the Savior of the world. He knows those who have been thinking about him. Remember the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts. When he was going to worship in Jerusalem, going back to Ethiopia, in his chariot and reading Isaiah chapter 53. He was just reading. And God sent Philip to go and help him. When Philip went there, he asked him, do you understand what you are reading? He said, oh, I'm just reading. I wish somebody would help me. And Philip explained to him that it was about Christ. And immediately this man rose with joy. He saw this man is seeking after Christ. He's reading, maybe I'm sure that's the portion they read. It's interesting. Maybe that's the portion they read at the meeting place. And now, Christ came to him in the fullness to make himself known to him. He has promised that he that seek him shall find him. He said, he that seeketh, find it. Whoever seeks after Christ will find him. And whoever seeks him will find it. And there's no two ways about that. Let your heart set out after Christ. And you see who Christ is, his salvation for you. The Apostle John said, they see again, he said, make him as a chaos. Or please, one way, the kind, I can call Jesus Christ. Of course, he'll be a son. Now, at 10 verse 5, of course, says, you know, Jesus Christ will buy a piano. Or she'll show, no, who's a chaos? No, or catch us, a chaos. Then, in Demna Braform, in Emory, met now fear, you know, with Democracy from Jesus Christ to Obey Jesus Christ to any Jesus. And here, I can say, Zacchaeus, on the first day, or can't call Christ. Now, Jesus was born in him, and he mentioned about, hey, now me and me as a neighbor, which is an anaka, my share Christ will cry me, and I'm Mrs. Christ to about them every day. And in any year, no, but Jesus Christ. Now, me can say, Christ will be here and I'll come and then I'll grab a woman or what, and this woman said, oh, person who? No, I didn't want to also person who? And I'm going to say, well, what shaft was there? Will be a shame if you are no one. To be a shame if you are no Christ. And again, Zacchaeus, again, he said to Zacchaeus, I must abide at thy house. It's an honor from Christ to bestow such on Zacchaeus, a sinner, a publican, which they call a sinner, and Christ coming to abide in his house. So those that Christ invites to himself, he abides with them. Christ doesn't come and go. He abides with them. He comes, send his Holy Spirit to our hearts when we are forgiven of our sins. When we rest our hope on Calvary and call upon him and he washed us from our sins, he sent his Holy Spirit to our hearts. And he comes to live with us forever. And then we have a life of Christ in us. Christ doesn't come and go. He doesn't visit us and go. He abides with all those who come to him. And that, so Christ calls sinners that he must save them. He calls Zacchaeus to come down so that Zacchaeus will have his salvation. Remember what he said. I say, if you go on, I think that there's a verse that I think there's one of the verses. He said that today salvation has come into your house. And verse 8, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of mine goes I give to the poor, and I have taken anything. No, verse 9. And just, when he had said that, Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. You see, so seeking Zacchaeus was not just seeking to see Jesus, how beautiful he was. He was seeking after salvation. This day is salvation come into this house. You see, mistake people also make nowadays is that they think that Christ performed miracles just to show that, oh, maybe he's God. No. all those things are means he was demonstrating his power to save. His power to save our various forms of sinful nature. This day, salvation comes to this house. That he also saw, I mean, Christ saw him, called him down, he took him to his house. It was salvation. It's the same. We don't see Christ physically to come to him. We come to him with our heart and our desires. And he draws near to us. He brings us to himself. And he abides with us forever. So Christ knows, and he said that, for today I must abide at thy house. So Christ forgave his sin. So Christ calls sinners so that he might what? Save them. And we look at another expression. And receive him joyfully. That is, Zacchaeus received Christ into his house with joy. He was happy to have Christ. When anyone believes in Christ, is to receive him. All the blessings he preaches on the cross when he offers his blood for the sin's punishment. Redemption, sanctification, adoption, reconciliation, and all the blessings that he preaches. Whoever comes to Christ, he has all these things. That your sins are paid for. You are no more enemy of God. You are given a new life to live a holy life. And you have been brought into the family of God. You are adopted child of God now. You are not child of God by nature, by adoption, by redemption, by the work of Christ, the work that Christ has done. So I remember a preacher once said, and it's true, he said that Adam, if he was still to be alive, he would still be a servant. But you who come to Christ, you are now a child of God. You are tasting of a life which Adam never tasted before he fell. So there's a life that is in Christ, the blessing that he gave. You know, John 1:12, we are told that, but as many as received him, that is Christ, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So you see, believing is receiving. How do you receive something? You receive him by taking it to yourself. So we come to Christ, he takes us to himself, and he makes us one of God's children. The air can also say, yes, Christo, ever as Zacchaeus and Zacchaeus, any day. No, so the verse 12 says, And every sinner that believes in Jesus becomes joyful because he becomes free from sin and from eternal hell. Sin, that's the problem of life. Sin is that which has made life so bitter in whatever you can think about. But when Christ comes, he makes that bitterness sweet. Though troubles of life come, but he's able to hold that. And in the life to come, those without Christ will enter into eternal damnation. There's hell that will bend those who are not in Christ. And you are also free from that. And there's no cause for happiness. It's a spiritual joy to know that in this life, though I'm a sinner, I'm forgiven. Though I'm a sinner, but I have a life that helps me to fight against my sin, to live a life that is pleasing to God, and to think of the life to come. Although I'm a sinner who don't deserve it, but then God has taken me from that judgment to come, that I will not taste hell. Though others are sinners as myself, the mercy of God has purchased me. Now I can live on and think not fearing of eternal hell. This is a matter of joy, a matter of joy to everyone who comes to Jesus Christ. So the Savior calls everyone. In Revelation 3:20, he said that, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him and he with me. It's an invitation to welcome Christ. Zacchaeus took Christ to his house. Are you willing to take him? Your home. God is dwelling now, not in the temple in Jerusalem. He dwells in the heart of men. He's making a holy habitation in the hearts of men so that his people can be a people that can live a holy life to him. So are you willing to give yourself to him so that you can also live a life that pleases him, a life that God looks upon? He says, my child, my daughter is going because he's mine. Okay, so as I said, are you willing today to open your heart to Christ so that his blood on the cross of Calvary will come in to wash away all the sin in your heart, and that the Holy Spirit will come and dwell in. The Holy Spirit cannot come and dwell any place where there is sin. He's holy. And his work is also holy. So he must come there, cleanse before he comes to England. The air can say, Christo, as a casual be a sir, umbe na nephew no umbre. No, but I'm not now. What on that map you bought? Now you just say, why a crowd will say, Christo Babet now, who we want now? I'm so on to me, but now, he said, well, hopefully, I hope, now you born here then, if you home. And see, when you move down, if you go to Calvary, no. Uma find out back the whole group or no man who for Baba Kim. So I started a Juma Juma by any point, a Juma Kongro. If you said, Yako Kong show, that's a Hong Kong country, more similar by Nakon. You said, or Tanas about Brat, not so many. Okay, the next thing we look at, verse 7, and when they saw it, they all murmured that Jesus Christ had gone to the house of Zacchaeus, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. So we look at Christ accuses. You know, this accusation is very hope of sinners. You see, these people, they were accusing Christ of going to be a guest, of a sinner. But that is the hope of sinners. You see, people, when they will not give themselves to Christ, will never see who Christ is. Christ is going to be the guest of sinners, the very hope of sinners. And also, it gives us hope that those who are not yet saved, they will be saved. Because Christ will come to anyone who calls on him. Whoever is a sinner, Christ will come to him. You know, why should Christ come? And then sinners remain sinners. No. Wherever the light of Christ goes, darkness runs away. He's the light of the world. When he sets his light to a place, though sinners are there, they are changed. They are no more sinners. They are able to see his light, which will reflect on them. Like, you see, when the sun is shining, you can't see the moon. But in the night, the moon reflects the light of the sun. So that in this world, when Christ comes into our life, Christ's physical is not seen. His light is seen in us. So that the light of Christ is seen in us. So Christ comes to be the guest of the sinner to make him a saint. A sinner to a saint. That's what Christ did. But these people said that he is coming to be a guest of sinner. Again, he becomes the guest of sinners so that he can make them righteous. How can sinners be made righteous if Christ don't come to them? Christ is full of his righteousness. His righteousness, he purchased for sinners. So if he doesn't come to sinners, how can they have his righteousness? Christo, Chene, Audemar de Boyofo. So I'm bad boy, you're better not, or making a way at Chene Yen. Into a bomb, Chen, not that Chene Yeno, Amam, on Trouser, Chene Bonieno, and Brad of Dabby or the Brown, those who call on him, he comes to give his righteousness. So you see, the accusation was true, though they say it wrongly, but Christ always die with sinners. In the chapter, I think chapter 50, the Pharisees or the scribes said a similar thing that, oh, he's going to eat with sinners. But it's also true that Christ is a friend of sinners to make them a saint for himself. Okay, let's move on. Verse 8 and 9. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. What a glorious change Zacchaeus is manifesting. And then Zacchaeus, this man was hoarding everything, keeping everything. Sometimes, I don't know if he cheated. But immediately he met Christ, he saw his life in a different way. He was a changed man. He saw that riches cannot be his hope again. He saw that status cannot be his hope again. But he's willing to give himself to Christ. He was willing to deny a portion of his riches. He was willing to let them go. So that even if he has cheated, which the Bible does not say Zacchaeus cheated anyone. Though the publicans were sinners, I'm not sure all of them were also bad. But he said that he's willing to restore and even give half of his goods to the poor freely after restoration. His personal wants he has, he gives half to the poor. That's what a life, there's a change in his heart. Zacchaeus, before coming to Christ, never thought of this. He thought all his riches were his. But when Christ changes the heart, there's a change of perspective in life. Say, Christ was a son of man. Abraham, when he does one, It's not about seeking things for yourself or making things for yourself. When you seek the glory of Christ, you seek the good of people around you. That's what Christ does. So when Christ is in the heart, the dishonest man becomes honest, the selfish man becomes generous, and the sinful man becomes righteous, become a saint. That's what Christ does. So if there's a change, I think that there's a popular saying, I forgot how it is, I think there's a repentance and change or something like that. But if Christ really comes, there's a change. And many cannot give themselves fully to Christ because they have not felt His love in their heart. They cannot really surrender their life. They cannot really surrender their property. They cannot really surrender everything to Christ because they think that Christ has not done much for them. And until you have seen what Christ has done that has entirely made you free from sin and the judgment to come. If it's sin, in this, while sin troubles men, you know, as I said before, when troubles befall people, the greatest thing that causes them bitter is the sinful life that they live. That's why believers have a joyful life, even if the most heinous troubles should befall them. Remember Paul and Silas, when they were cast into prison, at the dawn they were praising God and praying. If they didn't know Christ, they would bitter against whoever had done anything against them. But they were joyful in their suffering. Because Christ, sin, when sin is dealt with in the heart, the life, even though so much trouble, there's joy to taste even in this life. They make answer, Abraham, how are you missing a brain? I'm born into a brain. As a Christian, they are born in China, not so, as a sinner, come on. How about you, Abraham? You are better to you, but they've been in the jail, Christian. If they've been in the jail, how about you? But you know how. If I bring a brain, if we say, Omagasa, I do almost once before. Now, I'm born in a show me. A how to, I'm a new boy. So, a how to, I'm a new boy. Obedient, I'll put up with Nipaho, and as obedient, I'll call Abosom, and as a Oma, and they are so far by you, but now warm, I'll call Pemboa, and it will be worse to them. They bear how at their mom. So, you know, you give yourself to Christ, has something else with you, and he abides with you forever. Say, so this day is salvation, come to this house. Has that come to your heart? As I said, the house, the place of God's dwelling, it's our heart now. He's not living in a meeting place like this. We bring him here because he is in our heart. He's not in any temple again. It's the heart of man which has to be given to Christ. We build him a great a holy habitation. Let me read you this hymn, from this Elisha A. Hoffman. I say that, is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid, your heart that the Spirit control. You can only be blessed until all on the altar is laid. Or say, what the unia to Christo, the unia to Aphorabomutia Swana, Christo, the unia to Christo Swana, or so Akuman, Hunkono, Dada, Akumanana, which means in Shrape. So as I've come to conclusion, I urge you, come to Christ. Repent of sin. Whatever sin it is, bring it to Him. Ask Him to forgive your sin. If you have not come to Him, come to Him. Come and believe on Him, and you will see that change that He did for Zacchaeus. He hung on a cross because of sin, because of our sin. So if you have anything, carry it to Him. And you repent of it. His blood is ever flowing to sinners who come to Him. Those cannot have His blessing because they never come to Him. And until you come to Christ, your sin still remains. And as I said, there's judgment to come, which many will be taken to that. The American said, Umpa Homa Christua, Sakrawagin, Napa Branco. Bonibi is too quiet. So, this is life we can live that is successful and will be joyful. Let's